Arrest that pile of dirt. Welcome to the Monarch Experience Podcast. Here at the Monarch Experience Podcast, we are all about giving students the platform to be able to voice their opinions about what matters most to them. And today, what matters to them are strange laws. I've got three strange students, and they are law-abiding citizens. So thankfully, we'll be chatting about all the strangest laws that we were able to find, not just in good old New Jersey, but also all across the United States and country. That is the country. All across the United States and planet as well. Before we do any of that, you know where to find us on social media. So go out and find us. Use the internet. You know how to do it. Let's make it a secret. We won't say what our podcast accounts are. Let's see how good the youth of America are at navigating the internet.
I can stalk people.
Same.
We've got a stalker here.
She's my mentor.
All right, this is super, super fun. First episode of the year 2024, our 77th episode. Wow, that's a lot of episodes. Let's meet some strange people that are strange law-abiding citizens. First, we've got Radhika. Radhika, this was your idea. What is your favorite? Who is your favorite judge?
Judge Judy.
Great answer.
Judge Judy has probably one of the best exasperated faces. Where she's just always...
I feel like I remember that.
Yeah, the eye roll. I wish you could see Harini's eye roll here. But like just the, oh my God, the stupidity that I'm putting up with. I was hoping you'd say Aaron Judge.
Oh!
Yeah, but that's okay. Judge Judy is a great second.
You could have asked me that question. I was so prepared to say.
I'm not going to ask you that question. We've got Rafi here. Speaking of strange, we've got Rafi here for the second time. I thought you were on. This was your third episode. I think that tells you I've just had too much of you already. that I'm good. So you're just trying to find every excuse to not talk to you, Rafi. I'm kidding. It's awesome getting to have you on this again, and I've gotten to know you decently this year. Rafi, laws, strange laws. Who's your favorite police officer in fiction?
In fiction. The bunny from Zootopia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a bit naive, though.
Wait, what was the
I don't know if I want my law enforcement to be that naive. Right? Because she's just like, everything can be wonderful. No, she's not.
She starts off that way. Her character arc does harden her.
I don't know. I'm smart.
Wait, she's
gotta like turn my brain back to like 7 years ago.
She's a dynamic character.
She's a dynamic character. Yeah.
I'm so smart.
Yeah.
I actually remember something.
Prove that you have to be on UCLA.
Yeah. Look at that.
Prove that.
We got Harini also. Hey, don't say hi. Say something else.
Okay.
Say something to our audience that's not hi.
Aloha.
Fine. It's hello and goodbye. Harini, who is your favorite lawyer in fiction? In fiction, you're real.
But I'm not real yet.
You are real. What are you,
I'm
Pinocchio?
I'm not a real lawyer yet.
I'm a real boy. Who's your favorite lawyer in fiction?
There are lawyers in fiction.
Of course there are lawyers in fiction. Have you never watched a show?
Mitchell from Modern Family.
Oh, great, 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 great character.
Great answer.
That's a great answer.
Great answer.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't say that for both of you. That's a great answer. I was going to say Harvey Dent, Two-Face from Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? That's where my brain was going. I was probably going Aaron Judge, and then I was probably going Detective Peralta from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, the Swifty.
Or
the one who sings I Want It That Way.
Yes. Yes. What an awesome scene. We should just review old sitcoms. That would be a ton of fun. And then for lawyer, I think I might go Harvey Dent. But I like Mitch from Modern Family.
Okay.
Yeah, these are good. Let's do some major shout-outs. We haven't done those in a long time. So that's a throwback to like season one and season two of this. We used to do major shout-outs to major great people. Rafi, you have any major shout-outs you'd like to give some people?
So,
which is really just a subtle way to get them to listen to the episode, saying, hey, I'm going to say your name. So listen to the whole episode.
Uh-huh. I should do that. So first off, this episode's about laws. So shout-out to my dad, who's a lawyer. Because, like, you know, laws and stuff.
Yeah, please mentor me.
Yeah.
Question. Have you ever arrested someone who has broken one of these laws?
Have I ever arrested someone?
No. This is is part of the shout-out to my dad.
Oh. Like, I have not arrested anyone. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue talking to your dad.
So, yeah. That.
One-way conversation. You're asking him a question that he's not going to answer.
For 2 weeks, yep.
Yeah.
And then I would also like to shout out two of my friends who asked to be shouted out, Philip and Adiesh. Shout out to you. The funny thing is, the viewer does not know what that means because the scene got cut.
We got our major shout-outs. We got some strange laws. And, Radhika, you came up with this episode. I thought it was a really cool idea to just explore strange laws. And, yes, you can go on any website. You can find all the strangest laws you possibly can. But will you have people reading them to you and laughing along the way? And I will say, nay, nay, you will not. So let's do this. Strange laws around the world. Radhika, we're going to start with you.
Okay. So, in China, it's illegal to reincarnate without permission.
You could see Mr. Ancona's face right
what?
Now.
Well, there's
he's like opening and closing his mouth but not making any noise.
Yeah, like my brain is firing information and my mouth's like my mouth is trying to say things and my brain's like I got nothing for you. We're also being mindful too of like other cultures and religions and all of that stuff. But I'm trying to. My reaction is more about
how do you, without
permission from who? That's what. That's where I'm confused about.
Exactly.
Like if it was like if there was. if there was this is going to be the thing that gets the podcast canceled. 77 episodes, all the good that this has done, and my question of like, may I reincarnate? No. And you're like, well, screw you, I'm reincarnating anyway. Or do you
come back you stand up from your grave just to get put in handcuffs and then you go to jail.
No, we're not mocking the belief and the part of the cultural aspect. I just think the way that wherever you found this, the wording is so vague.
My question is, how are you going to get arrested?
For real, though.
They reincarnate, but
yeah, I didn't even think of that part.
No, they reincarnate, and when they reincarnate without permission, as soon as they stand up out of their coffin, they get put in handcuffs.
No, that's not reincarnation, though.
You get reincarnated
into like other bodies or
other entities, right?
Yes.
Okay, so
wait.
This is very spiritual. If you then. Would this be someone? So, Rafi, let's say this is you, and
I'm reincarnating without.
And you don't ask for. That's the part that I can't get over. Like,
how?
I want to know the who needs to give the permission to make it make sense. Is it a religious deity or like holy figure?
Like whoever that,
you? Right,
is it the spiritual figure? Right, because it's from the afterlife. I would assume.
Yes.
So, like, is it almost like in Catholicism? It's like the. You're at the gates of heaven, and St. Peter, I think, is the one that's like the gatekeeper in a way. Are you the key master?
Don't let that be Radhika.
Reincarnate without permission.
Oh, no.
So Rafi reincarnates as, I don't know, like 200 years later as
chicken.
I don't know.
Chicken.
As a man, right? As a man.
Wait, you can reincarnate as whatever.
Can he then get arrested wrongfully for a crime he didn't commit, and then is that karma? Is that how it would work?
The police
come
just...
Come as my boyfriend.
Is the guy on the Chiefs coming straight home to me?
Like, would that be how it works?
I watched the last episode about Taylor Swift.
You just get reincarnated and you are the wrongfully accused?
Wait, do the police just know that I used to be Rafi and I reincarnated.
No, I think it would just be the way that the world
like,
would
or
work.
Or let's just say Radhika's my rival, and
so
I'm like
it, the world would like.
Yeah,
like,
universal karma. It would be
I'm
fate.
Like, so I'm like, based on fate, I now have to rob a bank. Like that's like
no, no. Based on fate, you have to be wrongfully accused of robbing
like,
a bank.
So like basically, let's
oh,
say
like you didn't do it.
I
wrong.
Have a question. If Radhika's my rival, and I go, yeah, no, she reincarnated without permission, and then she gets arrested for it, like. How do you, like, how are you gonna know?
Like, okay, like, if yeah. if you reincarnate, right, and you reincarnate as, like, into a new body and you're a baby, can they arrest you as a baby?
No, I think it would have to be, it would, the karma, universal karma would allow your path to put you in a position to be arrested no matter what for something.
I would probably be arrested for
like a misunderstanding maybe even.
Like... wrongfully suspected.
Or accidentally murdering someone.
Manslaughter. I would probably get wrongfully accused for burning something down that I didn't actually burn down.
I like how
or you just had a good lawyer.
I like how we're talking about one. Like I like how we're talking about laws and immediately the law, state, we immediately start bringing up spirituality and religion in this. Like bad
I
idea.
Think that's the one place
this
not
is a bad idea.
To be.
I just looked it up, and according to the great Wikipedia, it says August 2007 decree. On August 3rd, 2007, China's State Administration for Religious Affairs issued a decree that all reincarnations of, I don't know what this is, so forgive me with the mispronunciation, tulkus of Tibetan Buddhism must get government approval. Otherwise, they are illegal or invalid. What is a reincarnation of tulku? That's
no, like, so, let's say I'm going to die in a car accident. Do I, like, be, like 2 days before the car accident, hey, guys, I think I'm going to die. Can I just have permission before I...
Oh, do you need a reservation
yeah,
to
like,
reincarnate?
That's my question. How yeah. are you going to get Six government permission?
Like, that's what's very confusing, right? Because it's a government...
Like a reservation
instead
to reincarnate.
Of calling 911... Or
sorry, we don't have any openings available, but can I get you an 8:45 slot? No, I don't want to eat dinner at 8:45. A tulku is
I want to reincarnate okay. at 8:45.
Okay, so a tulku is a fully enlightened one, Buddha, or a highly accomplished adept siddha. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing these terms wrong. I'm live Googling these. Who chooses to be reborn again and again for the benefit of all beings... So this is a highly spiritual aspect. Most tulkus, though, are the rebirths of well-trained masters who are engaged in spiritual training and serving others.
So this isn't like regular civilians.
So
this
like,
makes
I
so much more
go
sense.
I cannot go get arrested for reincarnation. Yes,
this is a everything that is operating here. It sounds like it's operating on a deeply spiritual level.
Okay. Well.
Wow. That is so cool.
Yeah.
I think that is amazing. That is awesome.
Good law to put down there, Harini.
That's a great law to put down there.
Thank
all right.
You.
Let's move on. Harini, it's your turn.
Okay. Wait, no, my phone locked.
That's our transition to everything.
That's going to last for so many episodes.
Okay. So in Montana, it's illegal to give a rat as a present. Who is giving to give a rats?
So enough people were doing that in Montana that someone was like, hold up. Like, this meeting is adjourned, everyone. All my Montanians, we can now, you know, go back home
to
our family.
Is that how you refer to someone
from
Montana?
I don't know. Google it. Montanians? Montonians?
Hey, Siri.
Well, what about someone
what
from
do
New
you
Jersey?
Call people from Montana?
New Jerseyans?
New Jerseyans? New Jerseyans, yeah.
Montanan.
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 And someone's like, I've got something to say, actually. I've gotten this year from my students 15 rats as a holiday present. You know, it was the teacher, obviously, that had an issue with this. It was like, and I've had it. All right, I'll take gift cards. I'll take apples. I'll take your re-gifted things. But
I'll
these
take,
rats.
I'll take you. I'll take the pencils that you guys never returned.
Yeah, yeah. Rats. Wow. All right. Oh, rats.
So let's start off with the law that makes sense. In Alabama, it is illegal to drive blindfolded.
Again,
no, really?
How many people did that? We've got to pass this law.
It was like one of those Mr. Beast challenges, I swear. It was something
yeah,
like that.
Like, how
it was
how
like a TikTok
the,
challenge. Like the milk crate
yeah,
thing.
It had to be something like that.
How did the police know? Like you were driving blindfolded. Did you like crash?
Yeah. Do you know how many idiots probably crashed? And it was like, what happened? It was like, I was driving blindfolded. And it's like, you're going to stop right
Radhika.
There.
Radhika, let's say you're driving
like,
blindfolded.
Illegal,
first of all,
proceed.
You can't drive.
Yeah.
But let's pretend you can
drive.
Let's pretend you can drive and you're driving blindfolded. I don't think you would be staying in a lane.
No, you wouldn't. You would swerve immediately.
Exactly. So they would notice if a car was.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Now you need to say that demonstration into the microphone so they know.
How do I just like?
She was swinging her hands back and
she's
forth.
She's swinging her hands back and forth.
Like a car swerving.
She was like pretended like her hands was on a steering wheel of a car that was like very drunk.
You need to have like a narrative
drunk.
Voice. Like Harini moved her arm. Rafi, let's circle back. Reverse order. Give us another one. Another law that you found that was strange.
Why? In Arizona, it is illegal for a donkey to sleep in a bathtub.
Okay, so I actually do know the context behind this one.
I also did it in Mr. Fine's class.
Oh, really? There's a lot of context I want to know. Like,
I know,
sleeping in the bathtub?
Is it I know the context behind this. So, basically.
Do they poop when they sleep, and is it clogging drains? Like,
That's a good hypothesis.
But that's actually good.
Right? Like that, it's got to be something straight. Go ahead.
No. So, basically, Arizona. So, there was, in Arizona, there was a donkey who slept in a bathtub, and then there was a flood, and the donkey was lost, and they had to spend a lot of money trying to find the donkey, because the person who owned that donkey was somewhat important and wealthy in Arizona, and he demanded that they find his donkey. So they actually had to spend...
So the flood in the house washed the donkey out
washed
of
the
house.
Donkey.
Yeah, in the so bathtub, then, though. He
in
was
the bathtub, in because the bathtub, I think, was full. And so flood, you know, water plus water is more...
Why
water.
Was he sleeping in a full...
I am familiar with the concept of how water works. Yeah.
So
wait, the bathtub was full?
It was like it had water in it.
Why? That doesn't.
Why?
I don't know. I read this.
It's a water bed.
There's a website. I can look this up while like Harini says her next law. I'll look it up. But so basically, yeah. And the Arizona like state government had to spend like thousands of dollars, probably even more than that, on rescue teams to.
Find
this donkey, and they found him, and he was injured, and then they had to spend like more money because like what Jeez. Vet is gonna accept seeing a donkey? So then
a farm vet, any kind of vet that works with
yeah, like
farm animals.
Because like so, anyway. Cows and stuff.
That I think that is like the perfect example of, you know, you don't know that you need a law
until
one person does something. You're like, all right, so we'll do it for you this time, but we're making it illegal after.
A dam broke in 1920.
A dam broke
1920.
In
1920?
That's a long time.
Flooding a rancher's home. The rancher's donkey had become accustomed to sleeping in the bathtub, which filled with water and whisked him miles away.
In the bathtub? Was he floating? I want the image of...
No, it's just a picture of a bathtub.
Is the donkey like, in a bathtub that's floating downstream?
I want to know. Did the donkey wake up? That's what I want to know. Because I would not have.
Yeah, poor donkey was sleeping the whole time.
After working... 4 days to rescue the animal, the town passed a law that prohibits donkeys from sleeping in the bathtub, though they specify that it is okay for them to stand in one.
No. That part.
Yeah. Well, that's like outraged townspeople going, this is a waste of our resources and money. Harini.
I pay taxes on saving donkeys.
Yeah, I pay taxes not to save donkeys.
Donkey tax.
Next one. In Kentucky, a woman cannot marry the same man 4 times.
3 times is okay.
3 times.
Only 3 times.
Third time's the charm.
Yeah. 4th time is not allowed.
The same man?
Yeah, like, what are you getting married, getting divorced, getting married, getting divorced, getting married, getting divorced?
How
like,
do you well, have that much money?
It's happened, but not over and over and over with the same person.
Well, twice makes sense.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Four?
How do you
time?
Have...
How,
fourth time?
How do you have that much money?
Yeah, marriages are expensive. Wait, no.
Just, like,
no,
pay for a license.
But, like, divorce lawyers.
Oh, the divorce. Right.
Well, the divorce would be expensive.
The divorce is expensive, but the marriage can be at a courthouse.
Yeah.
I'm an ordained minister. I can marry you. It's just the paperwork that you have to get. That's,
Yeah, like,
I have the
extra. Is the same person marrying them, too? Because, like, that would be.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Is it the same people at it? It's like, by the 4th time, you're like, all right, well, you know what we're here for.
No, their vows are like same thing as last time.
Same thing as last time.
You know
let's not screw this up, though.
Like, and then it's like, you may kiss the bride. FBI, open up.
You might kiss the bride. Nah, I'm good.
Is this the fifth time? No. Can't marry in Kentucky. A woman cannot marry. Can a man marry the same woman four times?
No.
No, because it's the woman marrying the man.
Yeah, it'll be like, it'll be, what is it?
The woman's going to marry him anyway.
The commutative so, property.
I have the explanation.
I didn't know.
But can a man marry the same man like four times?
Mm.
Or a woman marry the same woman four times?
Okay, so the article.
Have they adjusted their laws?
The article that published this law is called Woman's Day. So maybe, I don't know, find out.
Interesting. So, continuing on with the marriage. In Delaware, it's illegal to get married because of a dare.
Not gonna lie, you would probably do that.
Yeah, I probably would.
But that's stupid. Because, sorry, Radhika. Actually, no, I'm not sorry. You didn't make up the law. but that's stupid. Why couldn't the dare be, I dare you to find the love of your life?
Well, no, I think that,
I dare you to go marry her?
Like,
why is that?
No, just be like, imagine you're just engaged to a random guy and you're like, I dare you to have your wedding today. And they're like, okay.
Oh.
See,
because of
it's,
a dare.
I feel like it would have to be more.
Dares are powerful.
Yeah. How extreme are these dares?
I double dog dare you to marry
triple
him.
Triple dog dare.
And you're like, no, it'll be my fourth time.
I can't do it. It's my fourth time.
It's state.
Yeah, it's true. It's a
it's in border hopping. Delaware.
Because of a dare.
Like, I should go. I should go live in Delaware.
What if you've already been married three times?
What would that look like?
So what if you've been married three times and you do it because of a dare? In Delaware, but you have the wedding in Kentucky the fourth time.
Whoa!
Double arrested in two state.
Wait, that's
yeah. You're a fugitive. That's FBI territory. Then
then you go to New Jersey for your honeymoon and slurp soup.
Which is illegal, obviously.
Well,
yeah, 100%.
So that could be our next law. In New Jersey, it's illegal to slurp soup.
I actually really don't like soup. It's gotta be.
Hockey is gonna be so mad at you. I'm gonna make her listen to this part.
Hockey? No, yeah.
Hockey's
why?
Gonna
like
be.
Pocky.
She loves soup.
She loves soup.
Okay,
it's her life.
You could like not like chicken noodle soup. You could like not like vegetable soup. You could
I have soups. Four options for soup as a vegetarian.
I like soup, but it's like not soup. Like a. I'm not like, oh man, you know what I really could go for lunch right now? Liquid.
I have
it's
tomato
not.
Soup, vegetable soup in few forms.
Yeah.
Pumpkin soup and mushroom soup. That's all I've got. That's
well,
those are the only options I have.
Great options.
Good
those are great
tomato
options.
Soup.
Great,
I could live off it for like a good week.
Like a grilled cheese sandwich in the winter. Mm.
Can we boycott Campbell's? We tried to cook it at a camp out once, and it tasted like ketchup.
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah, it's like tomato paste.
It's ketchup.
Yeah,
Ezekiel Elliott, you better not be in my bed tonight.
What did you say?
Ezekiel Elliott better not be under my bed tonight.
In Boston, Massachusetts, it is illegal to take a bath unless instructed by a physician.
Wait, what?
So this is my
survey.
First
no.
Now we need to survey who's broken that law. Who's been in Boston and taken a bath.
So you're telling me that
me?
Bostonian children cannot take a bath?
Wait, actually, well,
like, hi, little Jimmy and Johnny, Boston, so you need to take a bath before you go to bed. FBI, open up.
Arrest that child.
If you're a physician... Can you not take a bath? Like, can you, like, self-tell yourself?
Can you prescribe? No, you have to have another physician prescribe it for you. It's just this,
get
like,
married to another
circle.
Physician, but don't do it because of a dare, you guys.
Wow. It's okay. It's not the right state. You're
I
good.
Am imagining the dare be like, yo. Like, you're out, and you're like, yo, bro, I dare you to go marry that girl.
Yeah,
and
probably
you're like,
drunk.
You're like, okay. And then 8 years later... You form a relationship, or over time it naturally progresses, and you choose to marry that person. But because the origin was, I dare you to marry her, and you felt
it wouldn't be more like a relationship. It would be, hey, I don't know you. Let's get
dare
married
you to marry
today.
Right now. Okay.
It would be. It wouldn't be like that. That's
I
like,
mean, technically, it's still. It's not specific enough, but like you would be found not guilty if you went to court. I guess.
Yeah, because I
like
feel
imagine
like
just like two children on the yard being like, I dare you to marry her, and then 400 like not 400 years. 14 years later.
400 years later.
They're fired.
14 years later.
They're dug up and arrested. Sorry, they got
married.
Dark.
And they're like,
arrest that partially decomposed skeleton. you guys are
how
funny.
This podcast has gotten here.
this podcast,
it's been 20 minutes.
This podcast has gone way
south.
Crazy. Harini,
law.
Give us another law.
I'm still getting over the decomposed skeleton.
Sorry. Is that factually inaccurate for 100 years? Would it be
partially?
Would it be fully decomposed?
It would be fully decomposed.
Years.
Yeah. Yeah, decomposed.
Yeah, full 400 years.
I mean, you got what I meant, because that's my.
I speak Radhika.
Arrest that pile of dirt.
Arrest that empty coffin right now.
The coffin's probably not there either.
It's just gonna sit in jail.
Just
it's like you got a guy sitting in jail like this, and next to him is just a pile of dirt. What are you in for?
I'm married.
In Philadelphia, you can't put pretzels in bags. You can't put pretzels in bags.
Okay, I've only been to Philadelphia like 3 times in my life, so I don't think I've broken that law.
I've broken this.
You don't confess right now. You need Rafi's dad. I'm probably going to tell.
I'm a future law school student,
get him
guys.
On the no, don't get him on the phone. Get him on the phone. Have him be like, I would like you to stop speaking right now, Arini.
It's okay. The same trip.
Please do not further
the same trip,
though.
Arini invokes the Fifth Amendment.
Is that like. Is that street pretzels? Like, you know how, New York, like, the ones that they do, like, on a shopping cart or on the poles?
Because, we went to the National Constitution Center, and, the stores outside were selling those, hard pretzels in bags. So
yeah,
that can't be illegal. So,
yeah, see, that's what I was thinking of. Like, the ones we have sometimes
in
our school.
Like, the soft pretzels, probably. Right?
Yeah, maybe.
It's a soft pretzel. I wonder because of the heat.
What if it's a human pretzel?
What?
Like, the contortionist.
The contortionist.
That's what they were referring to. Yeah.
Still
you can't put people in a bag. And they were like, and they're sitting there writing, they're going, well, obviously, no one's going to do that. So you really mean like contortionist? Yes, pretzel. Or do you think they were typing it and instead of people, it just autocorrected to pretzel?
Guys, make sure your lawmakers can spell.
They passed it through, and they were like, all right, whatever, leave it.
So many people are crimes. Like, at least 10 people in Philadelphia are currently committing a crime.
Wow.
Well, and then the people who are...
You said people.
I said, currently in Philadelphia, at least 10 people are committing a crime, plus the people who are putting pretzels in bags.
Yeah. Harini, can you do the one that's underneath it? Because I read that one first and started laughing because I misread it. And I'll tell you what I misread in a second.
Okay, this is still Pennsylvania. I don't know what's wrong with it. But you may not catch a fish by any body part except the mouth.
So I misread that as, you may not catch a fish. You may not catch a fish by any body part except for by your mouth.
My question is, why are we catching fish with
I thought you were not allowed to use any
thought.
I thought it said you couldn't catch a fish unless you used your mouth.
Oh, that's what I thought. Wait, is that not what it means?
No.
No. It's like you can't catch it with your hands. You have to use your mouth.
No.
Oh,
what?
No. I thought it meant it has to hook in the fish's mouth.
No.
It's your mouth.
No, your mouth. No, by the mouth.
Wait, where is this law?
This is so elusive.
No, okay. That's
no,
what
now I need to explain this to Harini and Radhika.
No, so I thought it
so
was.
So you misread it and they miss.
Okay, so
they continue to misunderstand it.
You may not catch a fish by any body part except the mouth. So when you hook the fish on the fishing line.
It can't hook. You can't hook it to its tail. You have to hook it to its mouth.
Yeah, you
mouth.
Can't like spear it.
I wouldn't know. I've never had
it's
fish.
It's like basically spear fishing is illegal.
Yeah, spear fishing is illegal. So
I thought also, you can't. They just say
mouth.
That.
Well, because
yeah,
then
now Harini,
because
like,
then someone could use something other than a spear
harpoon
to spear fish, and it's not spear fishing.
Right.
So that's where people
harpoon
get
fishing.
So you can't catch it.
Nets. Well, no.
So, I assume that meant you couldn't catch with your hands, and the only thing you could do to fish, like, so no hooks and lines, nobody, like, standing on a pier, just people basically with their mouths
like,
in the water.
Like bobbing for apples.
No, it's like, you know, when you, like, throw grapes into people's mouths, I thought the fish were just swimming.
So it's the most fun part of hibachi. That's the only way it can cost.
No, Pike plays market. Yeah, they're just going to throw the fish into your mouth.
Oh, man. Philadelphia.
We need to all That's all of Pennsylvania.
Wow.
all right. So that's a normaler law than we thought.
Okay.
Yeah. Rafi, go ahead.
Okay. So let's go with in Florida. One. No. Let's do that one later. In Connecticut, a pickle must be able to bounce.
Obviously. It's got to bounce.
So now, hold on. Further explanation on this.
If it doesn't bounce, then it's probably not pickled well enough.
No, it's just not considered a pickle. It's just not considered a pickle.
Hey, but like,
no,
so it's just a pickle flavored cucumber?
Yeah.
Right, but which is odd because you can pickle. The act of pickling is putting it in vinegar, right, and letting it age in a jar.
You can pickle anything.
You can pickle anything.
Yeah.
So cucumbers had to have been the OG pickled.
Because like. For Indian stuff, we have like mango pickle.
Yeah.
Lemon pickle.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so you name it. You're like, so hey,
you name it, we can pickle it.
Yeah.
That was good. In order for it to be considered a pickle, it needs to bounce higher. So like, let's say if the pickle was like a foot long pickle.
Okay.
Why is it a foot long?
Okay, let's do half a foot long pickle.
Okay.
Still a long pickle.
Yeah.
It has to bounce more than 6 inches in the air. It has to bounce more than its own height up into the air.
So I have a question, right?
Pickles bounce?
I don't think so.
So why
they can't pickle anything.
Okay, hold on.
No pickles in Connecticut, guys. What is with the dry state?
Here, hold on. I have I'm
going to Sam's Club, and I'm going to buy the big jar of pickles, and I'm just going to be standing there going like, I'm sorry, sir, you can't open the pickles. I need to be able to check that these all can bounce. I'm going to Connecticut this weekend.
Okay.
No, like, you just drive past the border, they're no longer pickles.
Okay, so the backstory is there was this, like, fair, and these two guys were selling pickles, and the, like, people at the fair were complaining that, like, the pickles weren't, like, pickle-worthy.
Pickled enough.
I guess, yeah. I just said pickle worthy.
Here, this is what it says here.
So it's a rate of measurement.
Two men were arrested for selling pickles that were, quote, this is in quotes, unfit for human consumption.
Ew.
Wait, so this like my pickle just doesn't bounce. I can't eat that, Mom.
When discussing ways to check for what is a good pickle, officials declared that a pickle is legitimate only if it bounces. The pickles,
I don't even like pickles.
The pickles
I need to find
in
some.
Question did not bounce.
I imagine so the courtroom.
The two, no,
here,
no,
like,
hold on.
So Your the Honor, two, the pickles in question have not bounced.
I have a live demonstration.
No, this is going to spark some discussion. The two men were arrested and fined. The pickles were destroyed. No, they were arrested. No. Hold on.
They were beaten with pickles. That would have been a more just punishment. Your pickles don't bounce, so we're going to beat you with them.
What if they just made them
better
eat
bounce
it?
Off you?
What?
You just made them eat the unfit pickles.
That would be.
That would
just,
be
that's,
good.
No, that's inhumane. It has to be a humane punishment.
Hold on. So
beating them with pickles is humane.
No, so basically, the interesting part about that that's like actually interesting. They were arrested.
The rest of it
for
isn't
a
interesting.
Law that they committed a crime. Let's say they committed a crime at like 3. Then that law was became a law like at like 7, and then they were arrested.
Doesn't
at 8.
Happen that fast. I see.
They were arrested. They were arrested, but at the time they committed the crime,
it wasn't a crime. Yeah.
It became a crime. They arrested them for it anyway.
So my question is, how many people complained about the pickles?
It was probably you're selling something. And you're advertising it as something, but when does
false advertisement?
Let's keep going before we get ourselves in a pickle here.
Radhika, here that's hard.
Give us another law.
Okay, in New York, you can get fined $25 for flirting.
That is amazing. Can you flirt with your significant other?
I don't think so.
So like,
does it have to be consensual? Is that the
thing? Yeah. Like, because I've seen those videos
Ma'am,
where, like, they make...
I'd like to flirt with you, please. yes, you may proceed. And you're like, what's up?
Like, I think it's just from, like, having...
Flirting is so vague, too.
Yeah.
Like, your hair looks nice. Arrest that man!
He'll make you make you $25.
Or you smile at someone from across the restaurant. Like, he's smiling at me. That man is smiling at me.
Hey, that would be so funny.
Just
though.
Be like, "Hey, police! Here's $25. I'm gonna go flirt with this woman."
What if it's like innocent flirting where there's like a large age gap. Like when like a younger woman flirts with like a 90-year-old grandpa guy. Like, what? Oh, aren't you
gold
just,
digger?
No, no, like aren't you like, oh, well, aren't you the womanizer? Aren't you like the,
oh,
you
know, like,
the heartbreaker? What about when you say that to a kid? Like, you say that to a kid, like a 4-year-old, you're like, ooh, he's a little heartbreaker.
There are shirts in New Jersey that's right? Like, yes. Like little heartbreaker.
Yeah.
Go to New York and now you're arrested for it?
So yeah. That would be so funny though. So imagine, right? You see this really pretty lady across the street. Walk up to her. What's up? She's a police officer.
She's like, give me that $25 before you leave.
Oh, yeah. And the fine is only $25? I feel like that's just so, like, you, like, look in your wallet. Like, yeah, it's worth it. Sup. We, Harini, you've got one more that I want to address. I think the other ones are worth not even addressing.
Is it the coin one?
No, it's in Louisiana.
Just disappear. Okay. In Louisiana, it's illegal to send a surprise pizza.
You know why? Because in Louisiana, they probably don't make good pizza. So if you don't want it,
you
can don't send it to me.
You can send a surprise pizza in New Jersey because we make good pizza.
Well, if Sade sends me a surprise pizza with ranch and pineapple on it,
take off the ranch,
illegal.
I'll take it.
That should be illegal.
Take
off the ranch, I'll take
pineapple
it.
Shout out to Sade, we love you.
Pineapple on pizza is absolutely delicious.
We're not doing this again. I hate pineapple on pizza. Is just,
no, it's so good.
Watch it be illegal, thanks to Mr. Icona.
I will pass it. I will get it passed.
I'm moving.
Yeah, I will. I will be at our town's meetings.
I'm moving.
So you ask an interesting question. Are there any of these laws that we have broken?
New Jersey soup one.
Like the soup one. I've definitely slurped soup because that's your first.
Wait. Guys, we're still in New Jersey. Maybe before we incriminate ourselves and find out the punishment.
True. Yeah.
It's like life in prison.
What is the punishment?
Life in prison. You get beaten with pickles.
You get beaten with soup.
Wait.
Hot soup gets poured on you.
What is the punishment for slurping soup?
But that's so interesting. Isn't that just a social norm or like a society, like a polite
etiquette?
Etiquette. Thank you. That's the word. Isn't it just like an etiquette to like not slurp? It's like not burping.
Well, yeah,
and
but like
I'd much rather be in a restaurant and have someone slurping their soup than have someone burping near me.
So technically, it is still a chargeable or finable offense. However, the law was put in effect so long ago that it's not truly enforced anymore. Guys,
some rookie cop is like, I'm going to make my difference in this town.
And then we all he's get arrested.
He's sitting in a deli and he's like, you, sir, here is your fine. Your dad goes to defend that man in court. That would be quite the. That's pretty funny.
Child.
No, imagine he uses the podcast as evidence.
I'm sure we have all taken a bath before, so I'm sure we'd all be arrested.
Soon. I've done that. Two. I've like taken a genuine bath in Boston.
Oh wait, I've been to Boston. I've never taken a bath in Boston.
I don't think so either.
No, I've showered in Boston.
I've driven through Boston.
While in a bathtub with
donkey.
A donkey
in Arizona.
How am I in Boston?
While marrying
extra long.
No, hold on. We're going somewhere here. While marrying the donkey
for the fourth time
because of a dare.
Yeah, you're this is gonna date myself.
And I'm also slurping soup.
Your Facebook status with the donkey is it's complicated. Yeah, so definitely I have. If I was in Boston, I would have. I've taken a bath before. I'm not a bath person. You're just marinating in your own filth. It's kind of gross.
I was about to say that when we were talking about something else. What were we talking about? The backwash in the soup. I was about to say baths are just marinating in your own filth.
Yeah. Yeah. Shower first, I guess. Then you can take a bath.
Don't.
We do have to wrap things up. I'm going to give you one that I think is hilarious that I see on this list. Laws that should exist and make sense, but probably should be common sense, not laws. In Oregon. In Oregon. It's illegal to go hunting in a cemetery.
Be careful or you'll fall into the hole with the missing coffin. That's in jail.
It's the 400-year-old corpse.
Yeah, that's why. It all comes full circle. Harini, Rafi, Radhika, this was a ton of fun. Let's try to find a lawyer or a student that maybe is going to the law.
Harini.
Let's find another student also and get them on for them to be able to, flex their law wisdom or something. Or let's get Rafi's dad on this.
Gabriel.
This was a ton of fun.
Gabriel.
All right. Bring in my dad.
We'll do this again. We're going to get Rafi's dad on the podcast. Until next time.
Hey, do you want to come on the podcast?
Hey, Dad, what are you doing later? Until next time.
You're probably listening to this with me in the car. Do you want to come on the podcast?
I like how Rafi's not going to tell him that in person. Rafi's just going to wait for this moment and just be looking at him, watching him, waiting for him to be like, so what do you say, Dad? Dad's just going to shut the radio off. until next time, stay safe, stay hungry, stay legally abiding citizens.